feel?
Well, first of all, it was a good football game, and you know, both teams had their opportunities, and thought both teams battled. You know, our team had some things go against us, and then battled back and had opportunities. And so I think that's what I make of it. It was a good football game.
First time you ever experienced a tie here?
I can remember. There might have been another one.
Do you think that you didn't beat the Rams because Alex Smith had to go out?
No, I wouldn't put it on any one thing. It was a. I know the effort was there. It was a good football game. We made plays. They made plays. And it equaled out in the end.
Do you know which play caused the concussion?
It's from what I've been told by the doctors and the trainers, it seems like it was the quarterback sneak.
Yeah, Jolon Dunbar hit on the far sideline.
No, the fourth and one play, you mean, right?
Yeah, sneak.
The sneak. Fourth and one sneak.
And what was it that, you know, told you guys that he was dealing with a concussion?
He said he was his vision was blurred before going back in on the series that we didn't put him in. So said he had blurred vision. So called up Cap, got him warmed up, and Alex went over and saw the doctors.
Is he day-to-day? Yep. Is he day-to-day, or did he have x-rays?
For a concussion? He has a concussion. That's been determined. Yeah, there'll be a protocol and a progression that'll go through.
Cap did a pretty damn good job, didn't you think, in all things considered?
Yes. Think Cap did a very good job. And that's a, you know, came in good focus, good demeanor, made plays, and thought he handled himself, acquitted himself very well.
Jim, when you don't win, I mean, does it feel like a loss?
I don't exactly know how it feels yet. You know, I've asked several people, you know, some of our players, and I think they feel like I do. It's don't know quite how to feel right now, but the way I feel is, you know, it was a good football game. It was a hard-fought game, and you know, came out even.
What did you tell the team?
Well, we don't really talk about what we tell the team, but it was kind of similar to that. But
you know. You guys started off, you know, in a 14-0 hole.
Yeah.
What I mean, I guess the easy thing to say is you guys weren't ready to play. You know, I mean, was there anything to that, or was just what's your opinion on why you guys started slow?
You know, it don't know exactly.
Jim, the 80-yarder to Amendola in overtime that was called back.
Right.
What's your interpretation of that call, and what did you hear? Because it was kind of hard to tell with the sound down and the press box what was going on.
That it was an illegal procedure?
Illegal procedure?
Yeah. That's what I saw again. It was loud as well.
Uh-huh.
Thought maybe it was with the quarterback. The center got the ball up late and they moved it. That's not the official ruling. It's just what I saw, but I don't know.
Huh? Talk about the two fourth down passes by the Rams on situations. So I mean, you feel like your special teams.
Well, the first one, we were trying to block the punt before the half. We sent our corner to add an extra man into the punt block, and that's something that you know that a team that can do. You know, they could throw a pass when they see that, and you know, it takes a lot of gumption to do it, and they did it. You know, backed up as far as they were, so you know, they executed it very well, and you know, the second one again was, you know, well executed on their part. You know, tough break for us to get that done on us, but tip your hat to them.
You ever seen a fake punt a punter throwing from the end zone?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that punter was a quarterback at Oregon State. were well aware of the fact that he could throw the ball pretty darn good. I mean, he ran the scout team at Oregon State. It was good execution on their part. But
at the end of regulation, what was the thought process on when to try to take a shot at the end zone and at what point to settle for the field goal?
In the end of regulation?
Yeah.
In overtime?
No, at the end of regulation.
End of regulation.
Last play ran for scrimmage.
Okay. We decided to take a shot for the touchdown. And it was incomplete. You talking about the pass to Kyle? Yeah. The thought was to try to take a shot at the end zone there, yeah.
But that throwing complete wasn't there. Is that what happened?
Well, he ended up throwing it to Kyle. Now, might have been just a tad outside of, if Kyle would have caught that pass, it might have been a catch and tackle. So, it was an incomplete pass. We went for, we tried to get the touchdown, didn't get it.
There wasn't another time on the clock to try for another shot at the end zone. There was 8 seconds. I believe it was second down.
No, at that point, we decided to kick the field goal.
Coach, right.
Yeah, we didn't have any timeouts.
Good. All right, guys, with a four-hour game, have you ever played in a game or coached in a game that's anything like this before?
Played in some overtime games, yeah.
How much extra coaching do you have to do to cap during the timeouts? He was pretty solid.
He was pretty solid, yeah. And we felt... just that everything that was in the game plan, he was good with, could comfortable with, and could execute, and he did a very good job. There was no sense of uptightness or tenseness, or demeanor was very good.